Hello, we're on the air. This is Bridging Wisdom with Kathy Cook and
Michael Volker.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Not too bad.
Yeah. So where are you nowadays?
I'm right here in the back of your house.
Yeah. You've been here a week.
Been here a week.
Got two more to go.
Yeah, been here a week. It's worse, cold, virus, or whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but not feeling too good.
Bless your heart. We've both been struggling a little bit with a bunch of stuff, haven't we? I've got the sciatic nerve going on that's about to kill me, but it's okay. Hey, tell them about the broom last night.
Yep, the energy shift, it's got the broom standing straight up.
No matter where we put it, as long as it was grounded.
Yep, and no matter where you put it, as long as it was touching the earth or the floor. And
some of the bristles weren't even touching the ground. The front was a slanted broom in it, and it was off the ground, but it was standing up.
Yeah.
You could literally feel it. One time you put it on the fireplace, and it twirled. It did a circle. It kept circling.
Yeah, I could feel it twirling in my hand.
Yeah.
And if we put something between it, like a chair or something, it didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It would only do it on the surface of the earth, like.
Uh-huh.
And so everybody should try it. Take your broom out and put it on your kitchen floor and see if she'll stand up straight by itself.
What do you think causes that, to come into the earth like that? I mean, for like a broom. I even did it with a mop. Some people did it with a mop and it worked. But it doesn't do it every day. It only, remember yesterday I kept saying I felt that energy shift again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when we tried it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you fix your headset a little bit? You're coming in sporadically here.
How's that?
That's much better. But what's going on with the planets right now, Michael?
Well, it's very angry, I believe. And it's readjusting itself to all the damage that we did to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and if we don't reverse it, it's going to take care of the problem itself, I believe.
Yeah. Are we in a retro?
We're in retros. We're in solar flares. We've got earthquakes coming. We've got tsunamis coming. And if corporate greed doesn't end, it's Mother Earth will end it for us.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All about greed.
Yeah. What about
Native Americans always left everything better than they found it, and that's what Mother Earth was.
Yeah.
And respect. The greed and the wealthy, all they did was rape the planet, destroy it.
Not all wealthy.
Well, most corporate greed. Everybody's greedy. With money.
I hope I'm not greedy.
Well, it's everybody's own journey. Yeah, it's just that there's so many on a greedy journey that it's just throwing the planet off.
Do you feel that there's more and more and more, like, forgetting things, people forgetting things, their spine hurting, Their body aches and pains is from all this magnetic field that we're feeling, the magnetic shift.
Absolutely. I know like 25 people right now don't know what's going on.
Yeah. And your head's hurting really bad. You feel the... I've noticed with you being here each time, this is your ninth visit, that I can tell the weather by just the way you feel a couple of days ahead of time.
My back. I got a very bad back. I got several bad discs in my back and my neck and my legs. I may have to go home earlier if I don't feel better. I don't like the way I feel, so I just want to let everybody know. That's why my shows aren't running, and if you're a client, you're rescheduled. That's one of the reasons. And hopefully things will change.
Yeah.
You ever notice that nerve damage? It comes and goes, right?
Gosh, Michael, I'm a perfect example of that with my lower sciatic nerves, huh? Going down my legs is just unbearable. But I'm just grateful to be alive and grateful to be a part of this new shift that we've got in the world. And grateful that you're here. I've had a lovely, wonderful time with you. And you've helped me out a lot in the house that I can't move around and do. And not only that, just the love and company having you here.
It's been a joy. I just wish my health was better. But I think it's a lot to do with the planet. So.
Yeah, because I noticed after the energy shift last night's when you started feeling bad.
If you look at the photo on my Facebook, you'll see a solar flare. And if that doesn't disturb the planet, nothing does.
Oh, the one that you found your two places down on your Facebook page?
Solar flare.
What exactly? Why don't you share with the active listening audience exactly what a solar flare is?
I'm not quite sure. I don't think they know what it is, to be honest with you.
It's something with the sun, right?
To me, it's a warning to mankind that this is just a taste of what could happen.
Yeah, it says in the Bible that the earth will burn up if, you know, during the Revelation time.
Yeah, my favorite part of the Bible is where all the rich people take the gold and throw it in the road and the angels laugh at them.
What? I don't know that part. Tell me about it. Tell us about it.
When it's obvious that there is a God and the planet's being destroyed and the rapture is happening, okay, all the rich people take all their jewelry and gold and pile it in the road thinking it's going to help. And God just laughs. So I just want to get that out there to anybody that has more than they could ever spend or their children and grandchildren can ever spend. They might want to give away some of it and help people that have no teeth and eat cat food and live in boxes and on bridges, can't pay their rent, and have no transportation, and have to deal with a social service system that's ran by Satan, and a government that's controlled by Satan. So, I hope it all changes.
Ruled by Satan, did you say?
Yeah, of course. This is Satan's earth.
Yeah. Maybe you want to explain a little bit of that to the active listening audience.
Well, Satan is materialism. And that's why he was cast here. It's all a chess game. He told God that he can get everybody to worship material. And he got close to it. There's a few of us that don't care about materialism. And those are the ones that are going to be caught up in the rapture and be saved. Everybody thinks it's the ones in the churches on their knees, but actually it's going to be people like me that don't care about money.
I don't either. I hadn't even unpacked anything in 4 years since I've moved here.
There's no materialism in spirit, and you can't bring it with you.
It's Exactly.
I just wanted to get that out to the wealthy that's listening. You might want to start sharing some of your multi-billion excess that's just laying around collecting dust. It could also help the economy survive if you spread it around a little bit.
You pay close attention to the economy, what's going on in the world with politics and the economy. What do you see with politically happening here in the world today?
Politically, it's going to be Romney and Obama with a landslide for Obama, but it's still not going to help us.
Because what do you think is going to help us?
There's going to be an Armageddon, just like the Bible says.
Are we going to see it in our lifetime?
We may. We may. If Iran is left unchecked.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but you are really good at world predictions as well as intuitively. You're the best I've ever seen or heard of. You know, not just because you're my honey bunny, but just because you are. And I was going to ask you, what do you see would be a solution to this whole situation?
To wipe out radical Islam.
Say that again?
To wipe out radical Islam and extremists.
Radical?
Radical Islam.
Okay.
The extremists. To them, it's a holy war. We are officially in a third world war, and it's a holy war.
When did we get in the third world war?
It's been going on since 1919, the beginning of World War One. And they've been planning it for years. You know, 9/11 was planned for 11 years before they actually engaged and launched in the attack. And you know that the Americans armed the radicals that planned it, pulled it off.
How did you find that out?
Because I'm a visionary, and I see things before they happen, and then I look into them, showing things behind the scenes.
Right.
Osama bin Laden was trained and supported by the American CIA.
Really?
Until we said no, and then he turned on us. And then the Saudis couldn't stand him either, so they kicked him out. So... But it's never going to end. Their main goal is to wipe out Christianity and anything that's not Islamic. And they're not going to stop until they're eradicated. And we're pussyfooting around with them and playing games with them and negotiating with them, and none of them can be trusted. And for everybody else's information, all the overthrows in Egypt and Libya and the Middle East were—they weren't angry fathers fighting for justice. They were Al Qaeda supplied by the American CIA to overthrow the governments that they were attacking. So we're fighting Al Qaeda, and we're also arming them and backing them. Not everybody knows that, but. It's true, believe me. They weren't angry family members that were hungry. They were using Russian and Chinese weaponry, and they got it overnight. Angry families that are hungry use baseball bats and rocks. These people were using rocket launchers and 50 calibers and heavy artillery supplied by Russia and China. So we're actually overthrowing the Middle East and blaming it on Al-Qaeda while we fight Al-Qaeda. It's just like a big game.
An undermining game.
Yeah, it's like a big game.
Like a bully in school that starts something.
Yeah, they want the American citizen to keep playing Wii and Donkey Kong and eating Fritos so they can do what they want. And that's basically what it boils down to.
Do you feel that any of this has to do with, do you feel that this was planned before time?
It's prophesied in the Bible.
Yeah, but I mean, was it, okay, here's a good question that I've always wanted to ask you. You know how that movie Back to the Future?
Yeah.
And you know how I bring that up all the time, but You know how you're not supposed to mess with the plan or the destiny or... Do you feel that we as a earthling humans have toyed with trying to change destiny?
I think we changed destiny to the point of no return.
You do?
Yeah. We're being poisoned daily by radiation and toxins. Our water is no good. Our food is no good, and we're getting bigger and lazier and more brainwashed by the day.
Hey, you know what our friend Chip said last night, Steve? He said that we were being pulled around all our lives by the nose. Remember that part in the conversation on Skype?
Absolutely.
And he said, and that he just woke up and realized years ago, and he goes, now what do I do with it? Knowing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And that's people that wake up. The ones still playing Wii and video games have no idea what's happening to them.
Do you feel that they put these video games and Wii out have subliminal messages in them, or do you feel that it's like an addiction?
Absolutely.
Because I've noticed my daughter, while her daughter takes a nap, she plays on her cell phone these little games, and it just upsets me so much.
Our commercials, our movies, our TV shows, our Nintendo games, all are subliminal, and they're all meant to keep the cows quiet in the barn so they don't bother the people that are having fun.
Oh, wow.
They just want you to come back to the barn at the end of the day and don't make no trouble. But they're noticing that there's more and more people like me that don't give a shit.
Really?
And they're gonna say what they mean, and they're gonna say what they say, and if they don't like it, they can either get rid of me somehow or let me talk.
What do they say? Like it or lump it?
Yeah, guys that don't give a shit like me.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Michael. I want to tell the active listening audience: when we're together, I don't see you as a psychic medium that you are. But you're in the back of the house right now. And so, therefore, I'm just going to go on out and say it. Everybody that don't know and have not heard of Michael Goger, you need to get to know him because he, and when he says something, write it down because it will make sense to you later on in his intuitive consultations or whatever. Because he doesn't just say words just to say words. He has a meaning and a message behind each thing he says in depth.
Do you know what when you owe income tax, you know what that unit's called that collects?
What?
This is the title of the collection unit. Civil Enforcement Unit. Has anybody noticed that we're getting a national police force called Homeland Saturation Team? And you know they're putting more effort into controlling out-of-control population than they are winning the war in the Middle East.
Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Because they know their biggest threat when we run out of food and water or we're attacked by Amajam Nabajab, the leader of Iran. I think that's how they say his name, Nutjob. I call him Nutjob.
Uh-huh.
He will cause what the average Wii player will call the Third World War, which is actually going on already. And when that happens...
Explain that to me a little bit more, because I'm not much into politics and government and...
Well, Iran wants to wipe out Israel and Christianity, and he's going to keep going until he does it. And he's paying all the little pissants that are starving to death and charging us $4 a gallon for gas to
and
set
water.
Off bombs. And listen to me, these people are going into weddings and blowing up hundreds of women and children. They're not warriors, they're cowards. They deserve to be vaporized overnight with one button and solve the problem once and for all, because it's never going to end. America has been invaded and conquered. They have military groups throughout our heartland that is just waiting for a signal to set off whatever they set up. And it's been going on since the beginning of Bill Clinton's presidency. Everybody knows it. There's proof, and they just overlook it. They just overlook it.
That's what Steve meant by being pulled by the nose.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, well, for the average Wii player that plays Wii all day long, someday
it's
there's going to be
hard to hear you, honey. You're breaking up.
Yeah, it's probably, they're probably jamming me because they know me.
No, it's just you're in the house and you're on your phone.
Right.
If you could come in here if you felt like it, I wish you could so you could. But if you don't, I understand. Because this is really interesting. You've got some very interesting points.
Well, I'm very radical. I don't want to get you in trouble.
You can't get me in trouble. I don't know anything about all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you got a song to play. Why don't you play the music? Maybe it'll calm
down.
Hey,
Doug, Newsome of BBS Radio, can you play that song? Okay, thank you. This is a friend, UR2, and give him the address. Okay, wait a minute. Michael, keep talking. Let me give Doug that address again, okay?
Okay. All right. And, well, I just want to tell America in the very near future there's going to be a blue helmet on your road telling you to go back into your house. That's going to be called the UN Peacekeeper. And a Homeland Saturation Control Unit. So, and if you want to know more about it, you can watch Arizona Police TV show, and they're featuring our newest federal police. It's a federal police, and it's going to spread throughout the nation. They are actually a complete military unit, trained to solve a rebellious citizen within seconds. And remember me saying that. That's all. Just remember me saying that.
He is a profound musician, isn't he, Michael?
Isn't he? Yeah,
Michael?
He does everything.
He's a profound
himself.
Musician, isn't he?
He does everything himself.
Yeah. Every vocal, every instrument, and we have the privilege of having him and his wife over tomorrow night for dinner and an overnight stay. We're going to be working on some music that you have ideas of as well, right, Michael?
What's that, babe?
I said you and Steve, a.k.a. Chip, are going to be working on some music tomorrow night for your, and maybe you're going to even be doing a commercial about, you know, as you said, watch out for this guy. He's going to be big, right?
Oh, yeah. I like to interview him.
He does a lot of spiritual. The songs, too.
He's phenomenal. I'd love to see him played on BBS. All his stuff is, I never heard of anything like it.
Amazing.
I think it's one of the most unique musical styles I ever heard.
He kept up. What I like about it is we used to listen to him in the garage, and, you know, 15, 16 years old, he's a school friend of mine, and his style stayed the same, but he, just like the other day, every time he'd say something, he'd start singing a song to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I gave him a title, and he started singing a song to it.
Yeah. What was that title?
A Gutshot Outlaw Trying to Make It Home.
Yeah. Shot in the gut.
Constantly being chased.
I don't know why I'm having such a hard time hearing you, darling. But I am.
Maybe I'll come out there, I guess.
Yeah. Doug, he's going to, when he gets out here, he's going to hang up his phone, okay? Because Yeah, he's going to come out here. Because I couldn't hear him well. I guess it's because we're both in the house together. Thank you, Doug Newsom of BBS, owner of BBSRadio.com. I listened to some of your work last the other week, Doug, by the way. I love listening to your archives. I call Doug the Word Man. And he's profound. Go to the BBS Radio Archives and just check him out. And also the Bible Awareness. He's amazing. He keeps me up with the what's going on in the world.
I'm back.
Hey, Michael Goger.
Michael Goger's back.
Yeah. Let me make room for you on this wraparound sofa here. So explain to me more of what you see fit. I know that they say that our children that are being born now, today, in the world today,
yeah,
like your grandchildren and my granddaughter, are basically the technology that they will have through the college and in their education could solve the world's problems.
Hopefully.
Because they're crystal children mostly and rainbow children and indigo.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you feel that that the government will be pulling them as to which way to go in college? I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
if they don't get to them before...
In your voice.
If they don't get to them before the good old boys get to them.
Ooh, what's a good old boy?
True American.
Yeah?
Yeah. The true Americans.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, they control everything, and they're also, when a genius sticks out, they jump on it and throw money at it.
Really?
Free college and corporate jobs, and all of a sudden we got a talented spiritual being that is, once again, worshiping materialism.
Wow.
So I just hope every child is a visionary and can see the smoke screen.
Uh-huh.
And then they can turn things around. And hopefully they will before it's too late.
When you see your visions, do you see them in symbols, or do you just get the information?
Depends on what I'm doing. If I'm meditating in prayer, it's divine vision. And if I'm reading, I work with my own spirit guides and perform.
Do you feel that that the money is going to deteriorate, like I saw in that dream years and years ago, where I saw the money was... going to be no more, you know, like a all one world war money, or
we're definitely headed. Well, that's what the goal is: a one world government, one world police, and one world currency, and one world religion. That's what they want.
And if you don't abide by it,
and then they're going to round us up and put us in camps, just like in Red Dawn. You ever see the movie Red Dawn, folks? That was prophecy.
Red Dawn?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. New Yorker.
Yeah.
My honey baby, don't feel good.
But you're always going to have a pocket of good old boys that can shoot an eye out of a squirrel 100 yards away. And that's the resistance that they're going to run into.
I see a lot of things going on in the world where people are speaking out more. Do you notice that?
Absolutely. And they're getting smarter.
Uh-huh.
Through meditation and shows like BBS Radio, and they're learning and they're saying, wait a minute, these people are right. We're being brainwashed.
Okay, so now we've got the world, the atmosphere going on, which is in direct repercussion of the humans being greedy with materialistic, which is causing Mother Earth to be destroyed by being drilled, and oil, and the fish, and the trees being cut down, which breathe for us. And
yep.
When did this the hole in the ozone? I've always heard about that growing up in school.
Yeah, that's from all the pollution eating away the energy field that's supposed to protect us.
Right.
And it's wearing down from the pollution. So that's what the ozone...
That protection that's on the outside of the earth, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And we wore it down where...
And you can't fix that, can you?
I don't think anybody knows if it could be fixed or not. They say it can be. They're trying to. But I don't believe they can. Mother Earth is going to spank us. And that's what's happening now.
Well, like an example with that broom last night, when you put it on my slate walkway thing, and that's really unlevel. And you would say if it was a hoax or not.
Yeah.
You know, and then this carpet is patterned.
Right.
And then you put it on a flat surface floor.
Yeah.
But anytime you put it on anything above the ground, like a chair or that was flat, or the fireplace mantle. The fireplace mantle was swirled, because of the opening of the chimney.
It was swirling in my hands. Yeah. And we tried everything with that broom. And the broom is even slanted.
And it doesn't even have the same bristles alignments.
Right. And there was no reason why that thing should have stood up straight.
Shocking.
No reason at all.
I have read in places looking this up because it started when my eye felt like it was going to pop out of its head. And I kept seeing double vision only straight in front of me. But above, if I looked above me or below me, I saw single vision. And if I closed one eye or the other, I saw single vision. And so my girlfriend Allison, she said that her friend had just texted her that he had heard that the energy would cause the broom to stand up. And that's when I first tried it. But then throughout the week, it wouldn't do it. But a lot of people have been trying it and all over the world now. But anyway, I Googled it. And this guy, he's supposed to be some guru. He says it was a magic trick. And he said you could even do it with eggs. The bottom of the bigger part of the egg would stand up.
Huh.
And that was because of the... Anyway, I just know... Since what you did, you were hesitant with just the flat surface, and so you started going around the house doing it.
Testing it,
And you can feel the pull in the broom.
I'm inquisitive thing, ain't I?
I love it.
I had to do experiments.
And you do experiment. But if you want to see it, guys, I put it on YouTube at Bridging Wisdom. Reaching Wisdom YouTube, and the tag is Energy Shift.
Yep. And just remember, folks, if you don't feel right, there's a lot of stuff going on in the atmosphere and the universe, and a lot of it is that. So,
empaths like you and I, man, it pulls on us hard.
Big time.
You carry the... To me, when I first met you, you carried the world on your shoulders.
Still do.
And it's like it burns you, your legs. And...
Yep. Still do.
Yeah.
And it gets tiring after a while.
And tell our active listening audience, when you have clients lined up, right?
Yeah.
If you are not in your perfect energy level of yourself, you don't want to read them because you want to give them the best reading that you can possibly give them.
Absolutely.
And that's the only reason you cancel.
Absolutely. If I'm not in, a lot of commercial readers will read you while they're driving 70 miles an hour, eating a hot dog and combing their hair. But if I'm not in the perfect state of alignment with the Holy Spirit, I will not read you. And anything can cause that, from anxiety to a physical issue like a stomach ache or a toothache.
Or even the atmosphere.
Or the atmosphere.
That's what's so good about you. You don't just tell it. You just you will only read it. You've only read me, what, 3 times because, you know.
Yeah.
And I love my mother calling.
That was fun.
Yeah, my mother called and asked Michael's advice, and she made sure at the very end, she says, give God all the glory. And Michael said, absolutely.
There is nothing but God.
Right. I want to ask you what you mean by may the first person on earth be the last person to leave. Is that what you say?
No. It says in the Bible that the first on earth will be the last in heaven. In other words, all you rich people that make sure you're first, well, practice standing in line, because when you cross over, you're going to get a taste of what the poor on earth went through. It's the perfect law. Everything is a universal law. Everything spiritual is law. Jesus said, I didn't come to change the law, I come to fulfill it. Everything going on today is universal law. And if it's not in accordance with the Holy Spirit and God, you're going to get friction and you're going to have problems. You cannot change spiritual law.
So I'm going to ask you another question, which is, for my understanding, the Christian Christ, that you were talking about the word Christ being a leader or a prophetic.
It's a soul group.
A soul group, okay. Will you go into that a little bit?
The Christos is a soul group of advanced avatars such as Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, and all the advanced souls, Moses, Elijah. And Jesus chose to be the one to come down and deliver the message so we could find our way back.
What is a Zionist?
Zionist, to be honest with you?
Is that because, you know, heaven is called Zion?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't have none of my...
I just wondered, you know, and what is Illuminati? Because I've always wondered what that was, too.
The Illuminati is a most powerful Washington-based Masonic Masons.
Okay.
You have to be very wealthy or a politician or know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that are running the planet. They're the ones that are causing the problems. They're the ones that are playing chess. See, they see the world and as a chessboard.
Is that why it's black and white on their floors? And their symbolic meaning is black and white?
Yeah.
Checkered?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't want to get shot by the Masons, but I don't care if I do anyway. But the Illuminati is what runs Washington and all the governments. There's a government behind a government, folks. And if you don't think that's the truth, you've been reading too many comic books.
There's also the word elite.
That's the Illuminati.
The Illuminati is the elite.
And the wealthy.
Okay. Now take an example. My dad died 7 years ago today, so we celebrate his anniversary in heaven. But what I want to know is he's a self-made.
Yep.
And he was very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's...
But he helped a lot of people.
He always helped the poor.
Yeah. I don't like to judge. It's not up for us to judge, but if you got eyes to see and ears to hear, it's not too hard to say.
Yeah.
And here, I'm not saying all wealthy people are bad. There's a lot of good going on, but...
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, but... Like, take a talk show host that gives away, say, 1,000 cars. They didn't buy those cars. They were given to her by the sponsors, which in turns make her look like a goddess. I would have had more respect for the person if they paid for the cause out of their own checking account. It would have meant more to me.
Uh-huh.
So
we've got like 10 minutes left. Why don't you give a heads up on what's coming up for you in the next month or two?
What's coming up for me in the next month or two? I'm not quite sure. I have a lot of problems in my life, and I'm at a crossroads. And I may disappear in the woods and grow a beard and go fishing. Keep my squirrel rifle clean.
Yeah.
Or I may get louder and bigger until they decide they got to get rid of me. And then I'll probably find to wind up disappearing.
I'm going with you. I tell you. How can they get a hold of you for an appointment or
private sessions or anything? 518-249-3995. And don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you read.
About what?
Anything.
Really? That's good advice.
Absolutely.
Listen with your heart.
And the media is told what to say and when to say it. So forget watching the news.
Feels so good to have you right here touching on your back. I love you, darling.
Baby.
We're having a good time. We just had a really rough day today. So, but you're doing good, honey. Do you want to give out your email?
Google me. It's in there.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. And I said that before Paris, years before Paris. So.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, if anybody wants to know anything about me, they can Google me as well. But I go by Kathy Hill, H-I-L-L, Cook. Or you can Google Bridging Wisdom. Or you think Tassie and Michael, because Michael calls me Tassie. And
remember, they're listening.
Everybody. Oh, I want to touch on the aliens. What do you feel like they're going to help us? The ETs?
I do believe in aliens, and I also believe in man coming back from the future.
Uh-huh. A quadrum jump?
Quadrum
leaping?
Well, that would be more metaphysical, but I believe that man, if the past exists, so does the future, and man knows how to time travel, and they're doing their best. So a lot of our alien phenomenon could very well be man in the future traveling back in time.
Wow.
Trust me, folks. Trust me on that.
Today is March the 13th, 2012. And we have a few more minutes. Michael, what would you like to put in the energy ball or prayer?
I would like to say God bless everybody. And take care and share whatever you can share. I come from a world where people can't get teeth and they don't have food to eat and they don't have cars and they're dealing with a social system that says walk to work if you have to while they go home in a Bentley.
Goodness.
And with that,
I would like to put in a non-judgmental. Know yourself to thy own self be true. Love one another unconditionally. And try to like one another too, because liking to me is more in depth than loving, because it's easy to love, but to like what a person is and does is extremely deep. Just like a child tells another child in school, I like you. We need to be as childlike as we possibly can and see through childlike eyes again, because this world has distorted us as we've grown older. And I want to say that do something that's fun for you. if it's a piece of artwork or writing in a journal or baking or do something besides routine, go get up, go to work, eat, go to the bathroom, go to bed, that kind of ritual. Do something out of the ordinary at least once or twice a week. I know I'm an avid meditation person, aren't I?
Absolutely. Meditation and prayer, it'll bring you to the truth.
I meditate at least 3 times a day. I don't know where I would be without that today, that and prayer. And meditation is listening. Prayer is talking to God. And that helps me with everything. Mike, I want to thank you for sending Reiki to my leg.
Right.
I felt it. It's just amazingly, totally normal feeling right now.
Beautiful.
And Michael doesn't go in. I'm the same way. We don't go into other people unless we're asked. As Michael said today earlier when we were semi-conscious, he said, I don't project my energy unless I tell somebody I'm going to or if they ask me to help them with a healing or something. And that's basically a moral law with a gifted intuitives.
Absolutely.
So most people think that just because, you know, we know a lot of things, because I don't read publicly. I read in my house. I don't call it reading either. I call it an intuitive consultation. But that we do not go into other people's thoughts or their energy field unless asked, because it can throw them off balance.
Absolutely.
And it's also spying.
Absolutely.
And we just don't do that.
Absolutely.
But if you want a good, hardcore, real reading, intuitive consultation, you call Michael Goger, 518-249-3995. And with that, I know that I want to thank Judith Conrad, that's above me in the hour on BBS Station 1. She has a profound radio station, Judith Conrad. And then also, we are up and coming with Spiritual Revolution. That's up and coming next, folks. So don't turn off the computer. Stay tuned. And with that, I'm going to give you love, light, hope, peace, honor, and praise with a lot of peace.
Amen.
Amen. And may the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable always in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. With that, folks, we'll see you next week. And this is Bridging Wisdom, Kathy Cook and
Michael Goger.
And there's no means Bright Lights Pathfinders. Again, the archive timestamp is timeline Tuesday, March the 13th, 2012, celebrating my father, John Moulton Hill Jr.'s 7th year in heaven. And with that, we are off the air. Thank you, BBS. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.